Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 346, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 8, Up to the Challenge.
It aired March 30th, 2000. April Fools. It aired on April 1st, 2000.
Oh, got ya.
Got ya. You
got me.
Got you? I got everybody. Written by Jackie Marchand, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Judd Lynn does not appear for the first time in this season.
Man, I hope he's okay.
He's back for the next rest of them, it looks like.
All right, so he's fine.
Yeah.
Just needed a day.
I get
it.
There's one other episode that he... No, two, three, four... Oh, the back end is a lot of not him. He does most of the first half by himself, so I think he just wanted a break. He did six in a row. He earned it. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Lightspeed Rescue, pretty baller.
It's very good.
So, I don't know what you've heard on the streets, but it's very good, actually. So, I would check it out if I were you. You want to go watch it? You want to do the thing?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Rescue ready!
And we're back, and we just watched Up to the Challenge, and were we?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. I felt up to it. I don't know how you felt. I can't speak for both of us. I don't feel like that's
fair. I feel like I was up to the challenge.
All right.
Yeah.
What challenge?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I do. I think
in
maybe...
In the episode, I think I know.
Yeah.
For us?
I don't think it was a very challenging episode. It's pretty straightforward. Anyway, yeah. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So say JakeandJosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's where the archives are. We're on email. You can email us at little...
We're on that new email. Hey, have you heard about email?
Have you heard about this hot new thing sweeping the nation by storm? It's called electronic mail, and you can... Send yours to us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, Podbean, Podbears, Pod, Pod Dogs, Podcats. We like all animals. all those places. You can leave us a rating and review, and it helps out a bunch, and we really appreciate it. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some neat stuff in return, including Tetris and Jelly Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. I feel like I just said that so fast, it was one word.
Yep.
We got some new patrons.
Okay.
And so, hey, I don't know if you missed Monday, which if you did, go back. I guess. Hey, you skipped one. We put a lot of work into that. It was about robots. So, like...
Yeah, it was neat. You should listen to it.
Yeah. But we're doing all of our, emails and reading new patrons and thanking new patrons, all that stuff. We're doing that on Fridays now because every other Monday we record two podcasts, and the quicker we can make that first one go, the better. So, we got a couple patrons to thank.
All right.
First up is Bishop.
Thank you, Bishop.
And Abigail.
Thank you, Abigail.
And I should have tempered that because those are two of them.
Well, thanks, guys.
It was one couple of patrons. thank you very much for supporting the show. Help us out. If you would like to help us out, again, that address is patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. We actually have a couple of emails.
Okay.
We've got three. A thruple of emails. So first up is from the very serious Lewis. So I heard you like headcanons. One headcanon I have for Lost Galaxy not making any sense is because the show is like a retelling of what happened based on reports, but the official records are destroyed on Terra Venger, and it's essentially just word of mouth.
I'd buy that.
I will also buy that, because that's the only way that Lost Galaxy can be that inconsistent.
Yeah.
Is if it was just people trying to remember what happened during Lost Galaxy.
And then one time they were in Aliens...
They were
pretty sure
yeah.
They were in the movie Aliens.
Then they went to the Lost Galaxy, and there was a ship who was a man on a dinosaur. Yeah.
The ship itself was a dinosaur. He was a big, scary pirate ship. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, this all makes sense. he has another headcanon. He says, another headcanon I have is that all of Earth's morphing technology, as in not magic and technology, as in not magic in any way, comes from the Dark Fortress, and they are essentially using whatever Dark Spectre used to create the Psycho Rangers, but reverse engineered it, and obviously tapping into another energy source, just like the Fortress's power generator, or directly into the morphing grid. Pretty much the plot of the first five live-action Transformers. Well, I've seen one of those.
I've seen two.
So I can't.
Yeah, because it's the second one that has the giant robot with the big wrecking balls.
I don't know. I only saw the first one.
In a Transformers movie.
Sure.
It has, like,
on its, like,
I mean, like testicles.
Like it's business.
Yes.
Like it's downstairs mix-up.
This Transformer turns into a big monster, and it made sure that the two wrecking balls come in such a way that it gives him nuts.
I think Transformers is probably pretty bad.
It's like Truck Nuts, but on a robot.
It's just Truck Nuts, the movie. We've gone too far. I don't actually know about this one, because...
So this thing, the Power Rangers are tapping into the Dark Fortress?
Yeah, like it's reverse engineered. I don't think so because, like, Turbo is technology.
Yeah.
And that's pre-Dark Fortress. I think the Psycho Rangers were made from, like, bastardized Morphin Grid, not the other way around.
Well, they were literally sucking life out of Dark Spectre, just existing.
That's true. They were powered straight up on Dark Spectre.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that second one, but I buy the first one. So thank you for the email, Lewis. Next up is from public frenemy number one, Corbin. So Corbin says, hey, Morphin Buds, I'm liking the new podcast episodes. Keep up the good work. Thank you. I was going to do bad work this time, but since you wanted me to do good work, I guess we can keep it up. Lightspeed has some of my favorite characters, and the team used blasters more than any other season, but enough praise. I do kind of love that. I love a little bit how shooty these Rangers are.
If you have that on your hip, why aren't you using
it? But enough praise, on over to the heart of my email. During the first couple episodes, you mentioned that it was weird that Lightspeed was good after hearing that it was bad. This is the first time since Turbo that the ratings began to dip, and way before all the other terrible seasons of Power Rangers. Many people remember Lightspeed being the year they left Power Rangers and moved on to more mature TV, i.e. Toonami and Primetime TV. I think that's what happened to me, is I definitely watched a little bit of Lightspeed Rescue, but this is when I was like, hey, have you heard about this new show, Buffy? I say new, it's 3 years old, but it just got to FX, and so I can watch it. I fully buy that happening for a lot of people. The season changed a lot compared to other seasons, colon, and there's a list. Rangers didn't have secret identities, which I love.
I do like that a lot. That actually comes into play in this episode.
That's like a huge part of this episode, yeah. The villains were magical demons instead of sci-fi aliens, which I also kind of love.
Yep.
And it didn't have any connection to the Zordon era at all, which I also kind of love. I think that we have the benefit of hindsight on this one, but I can see that being like pretty off-putting.
Yeah.
If you're coming right out of it like an original fan. Lightspeed was more like Thunderbirds, a 1960s TV show about a sci-fi puppet emergency rescue group. Have you seen Thunderbirds?
I have not seen Thunderbirds.
Have you seen Team America?
Yes.
That's like a parody of Thunderbirds more than anything.
Okay.
Like that, but the 60s and like, you know, on TV and not like, there's no barfing or anything.
Well, that's probably
It's for the best. In the end, Lightspeed was the first time people could say Power Rangers failed to be Power Rangers, and thus for the next several years, it would blame Lightspeed Rescue as the lowest point of the franchise.
I disagree with that.
They are Power Rangers as hell.
Anyone who says they're failing to be Power Rangers doesn't understand what being a Power Ranger
is. TJ would be disappointed in you if you said that about this season of Power Rangers. And that's for the next several years. I already said that. Little did they know the future that awaited you. I'm looking at you, Operation Overdrive, Samurai, and Megaforce. You know what you did. Hope this helped give some background as to why Lightspeed is poorly remembered. That actually does make a lot of sense.
It does.
Yeah, I love it, though, so far. This episode is no different. It's another good episode.
Yep.
There's a lot of really cute moments, a lot of good stuff. So, I mean, everyone who remembers it bad, you should watch along with us this time. It's two episodes a week. You have 40 minutes a week, I hope. If you don't, you need to loosen up your schedule. Next up is from Matt. The title of his email is In Defense of Captain Mustache, which I don't, to be clear, I like a Captain Mustache.
We like Captain Mustache. Just sometimes he can be a little frustrating when he's trying to teach a lesson.
Yeah. Hey guys, Matt here. Just thought I would write in to share my possible defense of Captain Mustache not telling Dana his plan. If she thinks that she is driving an old friend to meet up for a fishing trip, she'll drive normally and be inconspicuous. If she knew she was escorting the fuel cell, she might have driven crazier and drawn attention and ruining the decoy plan. I doubt the writers actually put any thought into this, but it's my hastily constructed headcanon as to why he was so secretive. That also makes a lot of sense.
That is a good idea. If you don't tell her that she has the explodey thing.
Yeah, the super dangerous explodey thing.
She's not going to be super nervous about it.
Yeah. Plus, I bet Dana, real good driver.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah. So thank you very much for the email, Matt. The only other thing that I want to talk about before we jump into this episode, oh, lordy, 15 minutes, huh? This is why we can't do this on Mondays anymore, is that Riley, Benny, Dowd, and Matt Hoadley over on our Discord, which is, if you're a patron at the $5 level, just kind of dig down and you'll find a link to our Discord and you can join there. It's a very cool place. I highly recommend checking it out. Through that, and then I don't know if they outsourced anywhere else, like on Twitter or anything, but they have put together...
I saw this earlier.
This buck wild... chart series of charts.
It is data. Graphs. It's just data.
It's so much data. Raw. It's that uncut stuff data. And it is on like what types of Power Rangers are what colors and what like how that affects each season and what the totals are. It is bananas. At the end of this season, when we do our by the numbers, we're going to have Benny on again, and then we'll probably like cut at some point when Benny is done and have an episode with Riley, and we'll just put them together. So one big math season.
Nice.
Yeah, or episode, not season.
Not
I couldn't
a whole
do it.
Season.
No.
I love math, but not 40 times.
I enjoy simple math. I like Sudokus, I think, is as much as I like math.
I like a nice medium level Sudoku. Yeah. You give me a hard, me a Sudoku puzzle, it's like, there's three numbers in this one.
Oh, I love those.
I don't like the hard ones.
I love a hard Sudoku. I have a Sudoku book that I have had for 12 calendar years. It is called Snakes on a Sudoku. It is a Snakes on a Plane Sudoku tie-in book. Yes, it's real, and I own it, and they're not squares. They are like snakes and stuff. And so it's like different and trickier, and I am almost done, finally. I can't wait to finish this Sudoku book. Anyway, so that is all to say. Go to Rev Rybrett, at Rev Rybrett on Twitter, and he just posted a couple things about it today, which is the 16th. So
yep.
You might have to scroll back a little bit when this comes out in a week. But yeah, it's impressive and frightening and a lot of work.
Just be prepared for numbers and graphs.
Yeah.
Because there's a few.
I don't know what any of it means.
I don't know how to... I know what the graphs represent, but I don't know how to translate that into anything else. I did look at the spreadsheet with the numbers, and I understood that.
Yeah. Here's a weird thing about the spreadsheet with the numbers is, like, the types, they gave them, like, three types each, and they counted those... And I just want the one. I just want the one type so I can narrow it down to, like, yeah. I want to put a ranger in a box and be like, you are in this one. And the three types, I was looking, I was like, there are not 12 rangers in this season. How did these numbers get so high? But anyway, so we're going to talk about that at the end of the season. Or you can just go ask Riley about it now if you want. But very cool, very frightening stuff. And with that all out of the way, Josh?
Yes.
You want to jump in?
Let's do it.
Okay, well, we can't jump in because we start underwater.
Oh, we're already in.
We're already in. We start.
We got to jump out.
Yeah, we got to climb out. We start on some scuba footage of Chad, presumably. He is the wet stunt man.
Yes.
And he's doing some wet fish friending.
He's petting some fish.
He's doing. Now, this is new footage, I think.
I think it is.
So they spent money.
I'm pretty sure.
Putting a man underwater.
I am pretty sure that I thought I saw Chad's frosted tips, but maybe I didn't. I don't remember how covered his head actually was.
I couldn't tell you. Regardless of who actually is in there, Power Rangers shot a man underwater petting fish, which...
And then also swimming past some metal
like a downed submarine?
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I mean, he does surface in a second inside the ocean base.
Yeah.
So he is just out in the water around the base, chilling, petting giant fish.
Yep.
It's a very big fish.
There's a huge boy. it's an absolute unit, for if I think I'm using that correctly. Then, so he gets out of the water, he goes up, he knocks on Kelsey's door, just Kelsey's, everyone else gets to sleep in. It's like 4:30 in the morning, I guess.
It seemed like they made plans to, like...
I feel like they made plans, but Chad is a little ambitious about him and maybe upped the timetable.
Yeah.
So he knocks on Kelsey's door, says, hey, get up, we gotta go, meet me in the mess hall. So he goes to the mess hall, and he's, like, eating. And she comes in, her hair, like, she's in her, like, clothes that she always wears.
Yeah, she did, like, answer the door after he walked by in, like, a nightie with her hair down.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I just really wish they would let them look different.
I want outfits back. Yeah. Hey, my big problem with this season, no outfits.
Especially with Kelsey, because she's always in, like, athletic climbing gear.
Yeah. Which is not always appropriate for rollerblading.
Or skateboarding that she mentions this episode, because she does all the X Games.
Yeah, she is X Games Kelsey Winslow. Kelsey, X Games Winslow. So she like walks in, she puts her hair up, and she gets like a smoothie made. And Chad's like, I made so many friends with these fish today. So at this point, I still think Chad might be stupid.
I think so. And Kelsey's just like, you woke me up to tell me about your fish?
He's like, yep. And I'm going to do something else, and you're coming with me. So it doesn't sound like they have plans.
He just wants to chill with Kelsey.
I get. That's cool. I want to chill with Kelsey.
The great thing about this is the whole episode, there's no romantic undertone. It's just two friends hanging out. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's real good. So we cut from there to Demon Palace, and they're talking. Diabolico says Mariner Bay, but I thought he said Baron Bay. And then he said, immediately afterwards, Vipra says Jinxer, and I thought she said Jesus.
She holds up a card, and she's like, Jesus.
Jesus, give me a monster. And so he throws it in the fire, and he makes a monster. And this monster's name is, according to Vipra, Smarger?
His name, he says Smarger, monster himself. I'm going to assume he knows his name better than...
I'm Smarger. And she's like, good, Smarger.
He knows his name better than Verpa. Smarger.
And then we cut to the theme song. He's a smog monster, or a smarg monster. Who knows?
That sounds inappropriate.
A little bit. We cut from the theme song to Kelsey and Chad doing Tai Chi in the same place, I think, that they did some karate in the first episode of VR Troopers. I think it's the same little temple thing.
I cannot speak to that.
Someone do the research, because I will not. And so they're doing Tai Chi. She's not into it. She's like, I don't know about this Tai Chi. Why can't I just skateboard? Dad.
And then Chad is like, because you need to chill out.
He says it in a way that is like, he didn't think 1 second ahead. So he just says like, yeah, you're a little much sometimes. She's like, are you saying that I'm like out of control? And he's like, what? Hold on. What I'm saying is sometimes you could chill, I guess.
Well, he starts to be like, look, Kelsey, you're great. I think you're awesome.
You're rad.
So good and rad and cool.
You do so many X Games.
But sometimes you get excited.
You're a little excitable. And so then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm excitable, huh? Like, and then they start, like, tickle fighting.
Yeah, they're just like...
They do a little tickle fight.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of fun. And then a motorcycle pulls up.
Because for a minute, you don't know if she's, like, actually... And this is, like, Kelsey's actress's fault, I think. You can't tell if she's actually mad or play mad because she's not, like, super great at acting.
She's not wonderful at acting, no.
But then they start, like, nudging each other. Yeah. Like,
I think it actually kind of works that you're like, oh, is Kelsey mad? No, she's not. They're, like, tickle fighting. So
maybe she did it on purpose. Maybe I'm not giving her enough credit.
Yeah, maybe she's a wonderful actress. Her name is Sasha Williams, I think. I'm still trying to figure out all their names.
I think it might be Kelsey Williams.
No, it's Kelsey Winslow. I know that.
Okay, that's right. Maybe it is Williams.
I think it's Sasha Williams. I know Ron Rouge, and that's the only one that I have memorized.
Which one even is that?
That's Cap Mustache.
Oh, okay.
So then motorcycle pulls up, and a man who is in a button-down black shirt. It's open, obvs.
Well, of course.
And so are his cuffs.
Yeah.
Like, his cuffs are just floating in the wind.
That would bug the crap out of me.
I literally was, like, subconsciously trying to button my cuffs.
First of all.
And I'm in a tank top.
If I am ever in a button-up shirt, buttoned up or not, and it is not an extremely formal occasion, it's not me. I've been body swapped. I hate button-up shirts. I hate cuffs.
I don't mind them. I don't love them, but I don't mind them because I have like a lot of flannels that I only get to wear for, well, this winter was actually cold for a little while.
Yeah.
But like, I also roll the sleeves up on my button-up shirts because I'm from a trailer park. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
I did go through a flannel phase, but I'm just...
You want to say flannel?
A flannel phase.
I love flannel cake.
Yeah, it's like a flannel shirt, but instead of...
You can take a little bite out of it.
Instead of a plaid, it's a nice flannel cake pattern.
Okay.
I'm going to say flannel this time.
All right.
I did go through a phase where I liked a flannel, but I just wear a sweatshirt.
I don't know. Sometimes I like a flannel. I don't know. It's like a hug. It's like a hug from an old friend. An old, little scratchy friend.
Buttons are a pain in the ass, and I am too lazy for that.
That's fair. But like this is all to say, his cuffs are just flapping in the breeze like an idiot. And he comes and picks a fight with Chad because they know they're Power Rangers. He's like, oh, Power Rangers.
His girlfriend is on the back of the bike.
Yeah.
She's got like a leather jacket and leopard print pants on.
We're playing Jake Bingo and she is getting close.
Because the Power Rangers.
If she had a bump it, I would be on her side. I'd be like, yeah.
The Power Rangers are from the year 2000, but these idiots are from 1987, I guess.
/ New Jersey.
you're right.
And also, this is when I noticed that Chad has frosted tips. I'm sure I noticed it before, but...
They're lightly frosted. They're not bleach white.
It's just the front. It's just like a little orangey kind of. It's very 2000s. And so he's like, yeah, your powers probably can't do anything without your powers. And Chad's like, okay. You think you're tough? It's like, no. And Kelsey's like, I'll cut your throat right now.
Because this guy, we haven't got his name yet.
No.
This guy is like, I'm going to fight you. And Chad is like, no, we're going to leave. And he goes to leave. And Chelsea. God,
I called her Chelsea in my notes once. Don't feel bad.
And Kelsey, he has to pull Kelsey away from him because she's like, I'll fight him.
I'll fight him. I'll do this. And so they like leave it. He goes to like grab his towel, and his name is Brian, which we'll get in a second.
Yep.
He puts his foot on the towel. Chad's like, excuse me. He's like, what? Huh? And he's like motioning his entire head. He has tiny ears, and he's like putting his tiny ears at Chad. He's like, what was that? Chad's like, I said, excuse me. And then I don't know what Brian did, but I think he didn't like move.
Yeah.
And so Chad just pulled the towel out. The flowers are still standing.
But Brian is on his ass.
Yeah. And then he gets up, and his girlfriend's like, kick his ass, Brian! You take that, Brian! And
it's so weird with the girlfriend, because she's only in this scene.
She leaves after this. She's gone. She breaks up with Brian.
That's why. Because he gets, like, bested, and she's like, oh, you're just a loser, Brian.
Dumps Brian. And then he's like, I'll get her back by demon karate. And spoilers for later.
At some point, he was posturing, like doing hand gestures at Chad. And we were from like Chad's point of view. And I think that's when I called him Tiger Claw Jr.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian Claw. They do a little fight. Chad doesn't actually do anything. He just does some dodges. He's just like, I'm not going to fight you. You clearly are not gonna win, like, and he goes to like kick Chad, and he turns around, Chad just puts his foot out, and he trips and falls on his face, and then the girl's like, Brian, and he like scrambles up, and then the Rangers get called to a disaster downtown, and they say the monster's downtown, and in a minute they'll say Smarger is downtown, I don't know how they learned his name because they show up and know his name. But so they leave at, and like as like Brian like pulls himself off the floor, and then we cut to a building collapsing, like just like straight up like
you can hear it in Brian's girlfriend's voice. She does not get a name.
No,
but Kelsey and Chad are like running off, and Brian's like, "I totally could beat him up," and she's like, "Yeah, well, you just missed your chance."
Yeah,
and you can hear it in her voice, like, "We're over,
we're done. I only date people who can beat up Power Rangers."
I just imagine them before this; they're like parked on the bike somewhere, making out.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Oh man, babe, I totally want you to beat up a Power Ranger.
If only you could beat up a Blue Ranger."
It'd be so hot if you could kick the Blue Ranger's ass.
He's like, "I'm going to do it." And he doesn't. She's like, I have to get my hair done today.
We never see the motorcycle again either. So
yeah, we do. We see it one more time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Next time we see him, he's just like, he's not like driving it. He's just like sitting on it and it's parked. So building's collapsing. Rangers are in the rail rescue. They get a full cockpit in the rail rescue. Not the Megazord.
It looks so good.
It's good.
It's so much better than just like they're in a tiny pod.
Yeah, alone. I don't like that.
And you have the footage of them in a cockpit. I'm presuming they do that more than one time in the Sentai.
Yeah, as long just, as it's like a couple, reuse just it.
Use that. I mean, they might not have the big like calling the saber like,
right.
team motion, but maybe they do something you could use.
Yeah, or just like zoom in on one.
Yeah.
Kids won't put it together. Kids are stupid. So then they split up. He's like, "Chad, Joel, and Dana, you get the people up here. We're going to go into a tunnel and rescue the people down there that are under the building, or they were in the building that collapsed underground." I'm not sure why there were people underground.
In like a basement or maybe a subway system?
I think maybe an underground train. I have no idea. But so then Carter and Kelsey are in her vehicle, like her rescue, Dirt Rescue 4. And so she's driving down this tunnel, bangs a Yui, not a Yui, she's a bootleg 180, and is like, "Don't worry, I got this." And there's a big old butt claw on her car. There's like a back loader, but it looks like a mouth. It looks like Sprocket from Jimmy Neutron, like his face, but it's a butt claw. And she drives backwards through a wall and saves people.
Yep.
Somehow doing that.
Tells Carter, "Works every time."
Yep. I don't know how often she's...
So she's butt digging all the time.
All over the place. So then they drive out, and on the way out, she does hit a car.
It just flies off.
She hits it, like, just the right angle that it, like, flips it.
Yeah.
Like, sorry about that one. So they get out, and they're like, "Yeah, we did it." And Carter, like, grabs Kelsey and starts giving her a noogie.
Yeah, that's the Sentai footage, and I feel like... I can't remember the name of the Sentai for the season.
Go-Go 5.
I feel like the Go-Go 5 Red Ranger is betraying Carter a little bit.
Little bit. It's like whenever Tommy was the White Ranger, except the White Ranger was 9.
Was an excitable 9-year-old that skateboarded everywhere.
He's like, "Woo, yeah, woo, yeah, woo." And it's like, "Tommy, you look dumb doing that." Carter, don't give Kelsey a noogie.
Yeah, you don't look dumb. Like, it's endearing, but also that's not something I feel like Carter would
not
do.
Not really Carter. So then Smarger shows up, and they're like, "Smarger, you, how'd you get here?" And I don't know how they know his name, because it seems like this is the first time they're seeing him. So I guess they just also came to the conclusion that he's a Smogger. So he turns into a little ball and rolls away. And this ball reminds me of the movie Star Kid.
Okay.
So do you remember, how much of Star Kid do you remember?
I remember the scary face that the suit had.
Okay.
And he can jump real high.
Okay. Well,
that is all of my Star Kid knowledge.
Well, so two things. Number one, he pees through a little thing on his throat. So there's that. And he has to have his teacher come with tools and pry off the junk area so he can pee. That's in the movie. That's in the movie. They made sure to make that part of the movie. And then the other thing that I remember from Star Kid is that he's hungry, so he gets a burger. But he doesn't get to eat the burger. The suit eats the burger first and processes it. And then it's like, here's all the nutrients from the burger. And it's in this little gross hamburger ball.
Ew.
And that is what Smarger turns into, but a big rolling one.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Star Kid is such a weird movie that I think about, I think, every single day of my life.
I need to watch Star Kid again.
I think it might be on HBO Go, which I have. So We can make that happen. The Rangers all get grabbed by baddies except for Kelsey and Chad, who, like, give chase. They run off, and we get a shot of Brian on his motorcycle, like, here I am. I don't know why he's there.
Hanging out in the industrial park.
So they get there. They chase Smarger in. I don't remember 100%. A lot of stuff happened, and I was just, like, kind of watching this episode, so a lot of, like, in-between things I don't exactly remember. So, like, or I was taking a note and just missed. So, like, they get to the industrial park. He hides behind a door. And then Kelsey's like, I'm going to shoot the hell out of this door.
That's pretty much it. Okay. They get to the industrial park and we see the meatball rolling through everything. And it goes into a warehouse. And we get like a lot of over-the-shoulder perspective from the meatball.
Okay.
He's like rolling upstairs.
Well, he's a monster.
Into rooms and everything. And he goes into a room and shuts the door.
So instead of trying to open the door, Kelsey's like, I'm just going to kill him from here with my blaster.
If I shoot through the door, I'll kill it.
So she does that. And she's like, gas gets sucked in as she opens it. And it like, Chad's like, no, there might be a backdraft. There's no fire.
There's about to be.
There's about to be. But like, normally, you only get a backdraft with fire. So.
Well, I mean, we've established things about Chad.
That's true. Except he's right, though. The problem is that he's right.
Yeah. That's true.
Because there's a backdraft. Like, it gets, like, sucked down this hallway, and then an explosion comes out. We'll find out that Smarger's power is that he can do gas.
Smog.
Well, also, gas, though, as he talks about extensively with Vipra in a minute. So, they get blasted out the door. Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, this isn't even his good gas.
No. He's got way better gas coming. So they get blasted out the door, and they, like, get knocked for such a loop that they unmorph, and they are, like, hurt. Like, they're, like, charred, and they're, like, legitimately injured, just, like, laying there. And he's like, hey, gotcha, Rangers, and then leaves. And then Brian follows him.
I thought Brian was going to go beat up Chad now.
I thought the next shot was going to be Brian kicking Chad in the ribs. Like, but it's not.
Or he just walks up and does the Chris Jericho, like puts his foot on his chest.
Yeah.
I did it.
I won. But so it kind of like fades out and fades back. And Chad like wakes up and like crawls over to like drags himself over to Kelsey. And he's like, Kelsey, are you okay? And she like turns around, she's like, I'm sorry, which is such a nice moment. I like that she...
But she's also got this big smile on her face, and she's like, I guess I should have listened to you.
I think that's... Yeah, I mean, there's that.
She is definitely, like, she does conk out here in a minute.
Yeah.
But, like, right before she passes out, she's definitely joking with Chad.
Yeah, I think it's because she sees that he's not dead, and that's nice to her.
Yeah.
Also, I think a little bit of it, of the smile, is the angle, because it's, like, kind of angled down.
Right.
So, like, I think a little bit of it is that. But, yeah, she definitely is, like, a little smiley, because, you know, they're not dead.
Yeah,
but,
they
you
did
know.
It. Well,
but she is still
sorta.
She is still sad that, like, she should have listened to him, which I really like. I always like, James Bond does that in Casino Royale. Like, he gets, like, poisoned and almost dies, and Vesper defibrillates him, and the first thing he says is, are you okay? And it's just, like, that's a good moment. Like, that's anytime someone does that, I am for it. So then we cut to Vipra, barely talking.
Oh, yeah. Vipra has a lot of dialogue in this episode.
More than you maybe would hope for. She says a lot of words. I don't know if it's all talking necessarily.
I mean, what she is doing is like talking.
It's close to, if you weren't familiar with talking and you saw this, you'd be like, oh, that's talking. Yeah, I've heard about talking. But I don't remember anything she says except like, your gas will destroy the city to smithereens.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I've got the good stuff on reserve.
This isn't even my good gas.
I've been building up this gas for years.
I've been eating a lot of fiber. Got all that mini wheats gas coming up.
Spinach?
Leafy greens? I don't know
That's
what's
pretty
in.
Gassy, probably.
I know fiber is in mini wheats, and I don't think it's in anything else, actually. So, hi, Jake Mason, professional dietitian. Then Brian, like, is there and sees them and, like, bumps something. They're like, who's that? We have a spy. Get him. And so they grab Brian, baddies do, and drag him over. And she's like, you're a spy. And he's like, no, no, no. I want you to teach me. I want to be your student. How do you know she knows karate?
You don't.
You don't, Brian.
I think his line of reasoning, I guess, would be that this bad guy blew up the Power Rangers, and I followed him, and he's taking orders from her.
So the chain of command is, yeah, you can teach me how to beat up a Power Ranger. So he's like, please make me your student. She's like, okay, interesting. Yes. And then just like a Sonya Blade,
yeah,
kind of dust blow on him. And that makes him a zombie.
Yep, he looks kind of like Frankenstein.
A little bit. He's like gray. It like makes his skin a little grayer, and it gives him like yellow and red gross eyes. And then we cut to the hospital where Kelsey is unconscious in a bed. She's got a bandage wrapped around her head, so you know it's serious.
Yeah, she's hurt.
I say it's serious. Dana immediately is like, she'll be fine. Like, doctors say she's going to be fine. And he's like, I just, you know, I should have stopped her. Like, Chad says this. I should have stopped her. And then Joel's like, yeah, you can't stop Kelsey. Like, when she decides to do something, she just does it. So, like, you did everything you could. And then they get called again. And they leave. And remember how Chad might be stupid?
Yes.
So a baddie is just across the street behind a car, like, ooh.
It is, yeah, like peeking up from behind a tree, and it's like, come this way, Chad.
Oh, Chad. Oh, Chadry.
Carter sees it, comes back to Chad, and is like, hey, probably don't.
He's like, that's like a trap, though. And Chad's like, well, probably, but maybe I should go check it out.
Maybe he's got, like, a good lottery ticket.
What if he's got some cool things? What year is it, 2000? What if he's got Majora's Mask? The gold cartridge. I'm going to want that.
That's worth it. Go for it.
Go get it, Chad. So Chad goes, and there's this big scroll that is burnt a little bit, and it's, like, clearly printed. It's, like, in the Buffy font. Like,
yeah,
just like this drippy, gross, like,
because I guess Brian cut his demon finger open and wrote it in his blood,
in his new blue blood. And he's like, it's something to the effect of like, Chad, I'm going to fight you and I'm going to do so good this time.
Yeah, this time, Brian, I will win. Heart Brian.
Love Brian. So then the Ranger, he's like, I'm going to go deal with this. And the Rangers go their other way. And the Rangers find Smarger. And I keep trying to call him Smargarita, but I don't think that's going to come up naturally. So just like, that's what I'm thinking every time I look at his name. So then they do a little bit of a fight. There's not a lot that goes on. Then we cut back to Chad, who finds Brian. He's Cobra Kai now.
He does have an evil gi on. Yeah.
it's sleeveless. Speaking of Cobra Kai, there's a new YouTube show, Cobra Kai, and the trailer looks pretty boss.
I think I was on YouTube the other day. And
did
I
we talk
think...
about this on the show already?
I don't think so, because okay. I think you can watch the first episode for free.
Okay.
But then after that, you got to get that tasty YouTube red.
You literally can't pay me to get YouTube red. But someday, Cobra Kai might come out on DVD, and you know I'm going to check that out. Did you know that in Cobra Kai, the YouTube television series, Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid,
yes,
is 3 years older than Pat Morita was when he was in the Karate Kid? He was like 52 or 53 in the Karate Kid. You know,
are you
like,
telling me right now the Karate Kid is 55?
He's 56 years old.
That's not
Ralph
true.
Ralph Macchio is somehow 56 years
old. You are
old.
A liar.
I S to G. He's older than Mr. Miyagi was when he trained him, but he does not look it.
No.
It's bananas.
That's insane.
Yeah. Anyway, this is all to say that Brian Claw does some... he's got dumb elbow pads on.
Why he has the elbow pads? I don't know what's going on with him.
He's got
evil.
A skateboard.
He's got like a hexagon pattern on his boobs.
I don't know. Demons. Sixes.
Hives.
Could be anything. So... they don't really do anything. They do a little posturing against each other. I think Chad takes his jacket off and is like, all right. And then we cut to Kelsey, like, struggling to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Like, she is, like, super injured and, like, grabs her coat and slams into the wall so she can lean into the wall to put her coat on. And then she goes to, she takes her head bandage off, which is probably not, you might want that on there. They put it on for a reason, I assume, but maybe not. Maybe it's aesthetics. So then Dr. Fairweather's like, going somewhere? And Kelsey is like, yes.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, they need me out there.
They need me. And Dr. Fairweather, she's like, okay, well, I know I can't stop you, but please be careful. And I made a cool new weapon that you can take with you to help you out.
It's a good thing, actually, that you were still here.
Yeah.
So you could take this out.
Should have sent it with Carter. Wasn't thinking. My bad. It's just a new sidecar for Carter's light speed cycle. Like, it's like a sidecar, but it's got spikes on the front.
It's got, like, drills on it.
Yeah. And then she's like, all right, I'm going to go now. And Dr. Farrell is like, okay, just be careful. I mean, bring it back in one piece. It's just like being coy. Bring it back in one piece is like quintessential Q from James Bond. I didn't put that together before that she's their Q, and I love that.
Yep.
Kind of wish he was a Green Ranger still, but I'll take what I can get. We come back to Chad. I just wrote down Chad fight. this is Chad fight happening, and it's really good.
He attack, he defend.
But he chose Chad fight.
Yeah, he Chad
fight. Hey, here's a cool thing about Chad. He's really good at fighting.
He's awesome. This is pretty great. We don't get enough Unmorph fighting anymore, but man, Chad is doing the work.
It's solid. Like, yeah.
Half of that is on Brian.
Brian is also very good. So good job on this whole deal. The fight is very good. So then we come back to the Rangers fighting Smarger, and they get tied up with vines. I guess Smarger's got vines.
They were wrapped up. I did not see how they got there. I think it just cuts back and they're already bound.
There was like some energy that swirled around them, and then it was like power lines tying you together, and like, they like fall down.
Like smog.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what smarger is.
Smarger. Power. Smog power lines. Smarger.
Yes.
That's. Is that your favorite Hobbit movie? The Desolation of Smarger? Because it's mine. So I haven't seen any of the Hobbits. I don't have that kind of time on my hands. So then Kelsey shows up on the car. She's not in the sidecar. She's driving the motorcycle. And she shoots the sidecar off at Smarger.
Yeah. Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Because he's about to throw a smog ball at the downed, tied up Rangers.
And murder them.
But she shoots the sidecar, which hits the smog ball back into Smarger. Totally Ganondorfed him.
Absolutely.
Knocks him on his butt, and then she cuts the Power Rangers out.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, thanks. And then we cut back to Chad, who beats Brian, knocks him down with a very good kick to the chest, and he's like, all right, Brian, it's over. Like, and he extends his hand to, like, help him up and to be, you know, for the peace offering. And Brian's, like, looks at it like, what? This is not my training. And then
he does start to reach out for it, but then baddies grab Chad.
Like, five baddies jump on Chad.
Well, yeah, they just saw him fight.
Yeah. They don't want to deal with that. And so they, like, grab his arms and his legs. And then Viper's like, no! You will kill him! You will destroy him now!
Or I will destroy you!
I don't... Okay, I haven't thought of a good thing to say about
There's
Viper.
Something nice about Viper this episode.
Let's see. Her abs are cool.
Well, I'm convinced.
Cool abs, Viper. You look like you do a lot of work to make those abs so cool, and it paid off. You should do the same amount of work on your acting ability. I don't want to be mean to her, but she's very bad.
She's not good. There's only so much you can do, and they're just not good.
So then Brian, like, he's like, all right, I'll destroy him. And, like, winds up. And he's like, ah! And then punches the baddie on Chad's left arm. And I don't remember what happened next.
Viper is shocked. She could not have foreseen this
happening. No, the power
of
love and friendship prevails.
They fight the baddies, pretty much, is what happens.
Do they? Okay, yeah. I guess I just blacked all the way out for that?
Yeah, Chad and Brian team up. Because after he punches the baddie, he looks up and his eye, he's back to normal. He's just regular Brian. He's not Frank and Brian anymore.
Okay, good.
And then they just fight the baddies, and then I think Viper is just like, ugh, and leaves.
She just hops in her dune buggy and boot scoots away. And then I think Brian says something. Yeah, he says, "Oh, I'm not taking orders from anyone anymore." Brian, you asked for this. I get it, but you asked for this to happen to you. Literally, with your words, you brought it to her. So maybe a better exit line, I guess. You know? It's just not taking responsibility for his actions. I think that's mostly what my problem with that line is.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to the Rangers, and they're losing. They're getting beat up by Smarger, despite the fact he just got a sidecar to the chest. And suddenly, Chad. And then, suddenly, Chad and Carter on the motorcycle. Yeah. There's literally nothing. Chad shows up, kicks him twice, and then, backflips into the sidecar.
He shows up and kicks him. He says, like, "Hey guys, it's me, Chad. I'm here to help you fight."
It's me, Chad. It's me, Chad.
It cuts to Smarger for 1 second. He's like, "What? Another one?"
Chad.
And then it goes. And then it cuts to them in the cycle, shooting at Smarger.
So Carter's firing off the lasers. Chad just pulls his blaster out and starts shooting the crap out of him. And they drive through. They hit him with the sidecar, drive him through a wall of boxes, and then I guess a nitroglycerin factory. Because he just blows up.
Yeah, he's on the thing the whole time. He goes through the boxes, goes through some building that blows up
like
behind
a wall.
Them.
Yeah.
They stop, which sends him flying, and he lands on his back and explodes.
And then just drive away from the explosion.
Yep. He's dead.
It. Yeah.
No trap card this episode.
Nope. Well, they did a whole Brian fight, so they didn't have time, you know. I'll take that good Brian fight, that Chad Brian fight over a monster.
I love the Megazord just because I love those goofy arms.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I don't miss it this episode. I think this episode's fine without it.
Yeah.
And you can do that sometimes.
Yeah, you don't need to have it. And I think that's what makes it feel more important is if you don't always have to use it.
Yeah.
If a professional wrestler could win a match with not their finisher, then your finisher seems more important.
Yeah, then imagine, like, when you do hit that finisher, you know that guy's done.
Literally the only person who ever wins without their finisher anymore is Cesaro. Because you can believe Cesaro can wrestle someone to death.
Yeah.
So then we cut to a park, like a nice little park area. Chad and Kelsey doing more Tai Chi. And I love this because Kelsey's doing it very good. She's like, followed all the lessons. The second she is done, she's like, "Yes, I nailed it!" Like, immediately just shirks off the calmness of the Tai Chi.
See me, Chad? I did so good!
I'm the best at Tai Chi! Yeah!
Do you want a skateboard now?
Let's go do kickflips! And, and then they see Brian, who's like a track coach now.
He was running with kids. Again, you know how my memory works around here.
Yeah.
I feel like the kids were in, like, little karate gis. Like,
oh,
he was,
maybe,
like, running drills or something with them.
I looked up and I saw him, like, jogging in place in, like, a track suit.
Yeah,
so
he also had, like, a track jacket on, so.
So, he's learned his lesson. Now he works with kids, which I think is better. He's like, Chad sees him, like, "Oh, hey, Brian." And Brian's like, "Chad, Kelsey, hey, good to see you." And that's it. Like, they just leave it there, and, like, Brian, like, goes on his way.
And Kelsey's even like, "Well, that's a 180.
Like, oh, I guess people can change, huh?
Yeah, if you beat up the bully enough, he'll be your friend.
Turns out, sometimes you just need to be possessed by a demon. And
you have to, you do have to kick the demon out of the bully.
Yeah, that helps. Then Kelsey's like, "Hey, you taught me how to do Tai Chi, and I nailed it. So I want to teach you how to do something." And then you hear, "Look out." And then Chad moves his head, and there's, like, a... And it's just like this, it's a tennis ball, and it hits Kelsey right in her nog.
It pegs her in the forehead.
And she just goes,
she sells it so, she's like, "Oh, God."
And Chad, like, grabs it. He's like, "Oh, sorry, I dodged that and it hit your face."
He apologized to Kelsey.
Yeah. And so he picks up the tennis ball, and he goes to return it, and it's there's, like, a lower shot of a girl, like, behind her, and it spins around. And from behind, she looks like off-brand Alicia Silverstone. From the front, doesn't look anything like Alicia Silverstone.
No.
But there's, like, this cute girl who's like, "Hi." And Chad's like, "Hi. Here's your tennis ball."
"Do you play tennis?
Do you tennis?
Do you like tennis?"
And she's like, "Thanks." And she takes it and she leaves. And Gus is like, "Figured out what I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you how to talk to girls. Let's go. And Chad's like, right now? Like, what? And she's like, we're going to have a lot of work to do judging on that interaction. And she starts dragging him away. And that's where the episode ends. So, Josh.
Yeah.
You started.
I
get to pick the first best. The first best is Kelsey apologizing when she comes to.
Okay.
I think that is my best.
I'm besting the Brian and Chad fight.
That's also very good.
Because I just miss that stuff.
It's pretty rare. Hey, don't worry. Next season, there's a lot of them.
Yes.
Time Force rules. yeah, I'm still going to... My best is that. It's still going to be... The Kelsey. I keep trying to call her Chelsea. Her name is Chelsea.
We'll get it. And then there will be a Chelsea who we will not be able to stop calling Kelsey.
That's going
to
be terrible. It's going to be a nightmare. The worst is...
I know who I want to give it to, but I don't want to keep doing it.
My worst is Brian's girlfriend.
Yes.
Because you can tell Brian is just, like, caught up in the fact that he might get some. Brian doesn't believe he can fight Chad, but he keeps getting egged on by this girl.
Yeah.
And that's his thing, and she's just like,
he doesn't even get beat up, he gets like
embarrassed,
dodged and embarrassed, yeah. And she leaves him. Well, what a jerk.
He's better off without her. She's the worst. So the MVP is Chad.
Yeah, 100%.
Not only the fights, but him, like the whole, like his, like him being a like pacifist in the beginning. I believe a lot of times Power Rangers will do that, and it's like, Adam Park, I know you don't have to prove yourself. But literally with two fingers, you could put down six people messing with you. Chad is like, no, I don't have to. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need to prove myself to anybody. I know what I can do. And then even in the beginning of the fight against Demon Brian, he's still only dodging until I think he gets hit a couple times. He's like, all right, I got to put you down.
Yeah, I just got to stop you. Yeah, so Chad is the MVP. Now, we got to rank this one. You got any opening salvos?
I don't know. I really like that we got a lot of Chad because we needed a lot of Chad.
Yes.
If you're going to separate the group, I think this episode is a very good example of how to do it. Because they're all in it. They're all still a team. This does not ever feel like it's just Chad and Kelsey.
Yeah, even though the other three Rangers are mostly morphed footage, we only see them for like a minute unmorphed in the hospital, and then like maybe once before that, I don't actually think we do. You still see them, and then we keep cutting back to them to see like they're doing something. Like, yeah, don't worry. So,
and like what they're doing separately still ties in to they're all still doing the same. They're all still fighting toward the same goal.
Yeah. So it's absolutely how you should do that.
Yeah.
So I think it gets some points
and
for
the same thing with Kelsey too. I think we needed a little bit more of Kelsey.
Yeah.
Not as much as Chad, obviously, because she already had an episode with Nancy.
She had and like that was mostly her, but like I think Chad got more to do in this one than Kelsey did in that one. But still, like, you know,
they play off each other very well. They do. I really like this episode. It's the more I talk about
it. So I'm saying number two. I don't think it's better than Riding the Edge.
What is under Riding the Edge?
Operation Lightspeed, the first episode of the season.
Okay.
Which had all the Rangers showing up. A lot of cool Ranger stuff. I think this is better.
I think so.
I think this is better. So coming in at number two, what was it called? Up to the Challenge. The challenge is Brian, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. It has to be because there's nothing else.
Nothing else is particularly challenging except for like Smarger, but I don't think he's particularly challenging. They seem to put him down.
It does feel like they could have named this episode something better.
Yeah, I think they probably wrote down the name up to the challenge, then wrote the episode.
Fair.
And like, we're just going to use it. Brian's challenge. Yeah,
there's a challenge with the fight, I guess.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us for today. Monday, we're going to be talking about Lightspeed Volcanic. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Are you okay?
I got the yips.